but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show, stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you tuning in. Appreciate you tuning in. Happy Easter, everybody, for those who celebrate Easter. So let's get started. Oh, let me give you the rules of engagement. Let me think. I don't have everything in front of me right now. Let's get the rules of engagement out of the way. If you want to send me a text line, the text line is actually it's open right now, 33103. And no, keyword Mike or Michael. And no, I will not give you a recap of yesterday's Rockies game. Somebody, goober number 1012 is already asking me about yesterday's game. The background on that is I did not have a quote program yesterday because it was opening days for the Colorado Rockies, a team that almost hit rock bottom last year in terms of win-loss record. I think instead of being the worst ever in history, they were second from the bottom. From worst history. I might be wrong about that. I was just telling Michael in L.A. this, as we were getting ready to start that I love baseball. And I love going to baseball games. I love the strategy. I understand the strategy. I watch it all. And Michael described me as a casual fan. I'd say casual plus because I love going to games, win or lose, because even if you can't, you can still cheer for the Rockies because they're the home team, right? You can still cheer for them. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go and enjoy the game if they win. Just the playing of the game and the strategy, I love it. I absolutely love it. But quite honestly, our team sucks. Now, they've gone through an entire rebuilding. The owners have decided that it's time to bring in new blood, get the ownership out of the front office and get some new blood in. If you remember Moneyball, and the I can't think of the guy's name, but the character that Jonah Hill played in Moneyball, that's now our president of the team here in Colorado. But nonetheless, we played the Phillies yesterday, and I think it was 10-1 at the end of the game for a home opener. So somebody had posted on one of the local news, I forget which channel it was, doesn't make any difference, at halfway through the game. So maybe, I don't know, fourth or fifth inning, or maybe it was the seventh inning stretch, home opener, people were already filing out. But long story short, what we normally do on a Friday on the weekday program is we have something that we call taxpayer relief shots, which that got bumped, and they crammed all the programs together. So, you know, it was me and the blonde girl across the hallway, but now we're actually in the same studio. So we are teamed up together yesterday. They couldn't get the connection to work. So we had to run into the stadium, broadcast from our KOA booth. But we had to get out of there because they had things to do. So we only had about 15 or 30 minutes. So they were trying to get all the connection done. Then we had to run back downstairs. The wind had blown the booth away. There was no tent or anything. We're standing out. Do I sound like I'm kind of complaining? Yeah, I kind of am complaining. It was just a total disaster. It was a total cluster. And it was cold. It was miserable. And I wasn't going to the game anyway. I wasn't going to the game. I don't like to go to home openers. It's one of those things, like if you've ever been to the dropping of the ball in Times Square, one and done. You've been there once, fine. It's like the 4th of July fireworks program. If you've been, oh, they're wonderful fireworks, don't get me wrong, but one and done. It's those kinds of things that, unless you just love crowds and you love just being crammed in and everybody's drunk, I mean, literally, 80% of the crowd has to be drunk. So I just don't go to the opening games. So that was yesterday's program was just a total disaster in every possible way that you can imagine. And of course, I read about it on the text line, too. Read about it on the text line. In fact, here's another one. 4416, Michael, OMG. I was 1348. I was 1348 minutes into your Friday show, and I had to turn it off. It was unlistenable, 30 mile a minute from somebody, which is why I stopped listening. Several. I'm not a stick to the issue listener and love to hear banter, but oh my goodness, somebody take a breath. What was that anyways? Well, that's what we did yesterday. And it was, it's good to be back behind the microphone by myself. Yes, it is. And this week we will get better and we'll get right back to what we want to talk about. Rules of engagement. Text line 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. And then do me a favor. If you like this program, if you like what we do on the weekend, I think you'd like the weekday program, other than yesterday. I think you would like the weekday program. And it's real easy to do. On your iHeart app, search for a station with the call letters KOA. KOA. Set that as a preset. It's at 850 AM and 94.1 FM. 850 AM, 94.1 FM. Set that as a preset, and then you can listen to The Situation with Michael Brown, which broadcasts 9 to noon Mountain Time on KOA at 850 AM, 94.1 FM. So let's get started, because I got a lot to cover. Since I want to cover some of the stuff that I was going to do yesterday, wasn't able to do, I'm going to try to cram some of that in today. So let me start with something that I think the Pentagon, the Department of War, probably doesn't want you to think about too hard. 36 days into what was advertised as a precise, overwhelming, and decisive military campaign to eliminate Iran's nuclear threat, destroy the missile arsenal, obliterate its navy, and wink and a nudge, maybe, trigger regime change from within. So we are here on a Saturday morning. I'm broadcasting live Saturday. I'm not sure what time your affiliate will broadcast it, but I'm broadcasting live on a Saturday morning, and we have what I believe to be true, a U.S. weapons systems officer, not the pilot, pilot's been rescued, but the weapons system officer somewhere behind enemy lines in what is one of the most mountainous, rugged, and hostile pieces of terrain on the entire earth. And the Iranian state television is running a chyron, a scroll, telling ordinary Iranian citizens to, and I quote, shoot him if you see him, and offering what amounts to a $60,000 bounty to anyone who hands that crew member over alive. Which, get your messaging right. You want your citizens to shoot our pilot, our weapons officer, or do you want him alive? So $60,000 alive. What do you get if you kill this American pilot, a weapons officer? I might add, just for a little context. I mean, one, just let that sink in, but I might add just a little bit of context. This particular region, which is kind of the southwestern part of Iran, is not exactly one of the regime's strongholds. Now, you might think, oh, that's good news. And to some degree, that is good news. Now, these pilots and weapons officers are trained, don't trust anyone. So even though this might be an area of the country where the IRGC and the mullahs and the Ayatollah maybe don't have as much support as they would say in other parts of the country, that means something that most Americans don't think about. And that is, the IRGC has a tougher or more infiltrated presence in this country than they do in other parts of the country. So we are six weeks into a war where we were going to annihilate, obliterate, and achieve total air superiority. I believe that we have. But total air superiority doesn't mean that we've eliminated the enemy getting a vote, which is what we're going to talk about next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword Michael Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement, text line, of course, is always open. The text line number is 33103. 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. And then do me a favor. If you listen on podcast, be sure and on whatever podcast app you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and maybe a comment or two, because that always helps us with the algorithm. And our podcast numbers are great. I'm just really competitive, and I want to make them even better. And then hit that subscription button, leave that comment, leave a 5-star review, and then that will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all of me. More than you probably need, but not as much as you want. So back to kind of a status report, if you will, of the war in Iran. As I said, we're 6 weeks into the start of a war where the president told us the radar was 100% annihilated, where the Secretary of War told us that we had achieved total air superiority, where Trump himself had written on Truth Social, and I'm not making this up, quote, we are unstoppable. And I do believe we are unstoppable. I've heard so many people, particularly the cabal, talking about, oh, I thought we had total air superiority. I believe we do have total air superiority. But that does not mean that we are. See, I think that's an example of where so many Americans, maybe not just Americans, I think it's true probably worldwide, particularly in first world countries, in Western civilization, in free market capitalist countries, we live such soft lives. Now, I know that if you're a person that works with your hands, if you're a tradesman, if you're a long-haul truck driver, or short-haul, it doesn't make any difference, but if you're somebody, I mean, look where I'm sitting. I'm sitting here with three gorgeous windows looking out across the Continental Divide in an air-conditioned room with all these electronics surrounding me. I got a Diet Coke here. I got everything I need. It's comfortable. I got a comfortable chair. I got nice clothes on. You know, some really cool sneakers on. I'm very comfortable. I'll go out to dinner tonight. We want to live, or many people want to live, I don't, in a risk-free society. So when you hear total air superiority, you think that nothing bad's ever going to happen. Didn't we just witness at LaGuardia? Didn't we just witness, what, 2 weekends ago, or whatever it was, that we saw an Air Canada Embraer jet, a regional jet, crash into a fire truck? How did that happen? Well, it happened because there were a series of errors. And while flying is the safest mode of transportation, nonetheless, mistakes happen. And we still are fighting an enemy, and the enemy still gets a vote. So, and here's the number I heard. So, in the first Gulf War, in the first 45 days of that war, and we are what? We are some 36 days into this, so we're comparable. In the first Gulf War, it was either 44 or 45 U.S. jets shot down. Destroyed. So that's an average of one a day. We've gone 36 days, and we have one. And it's almost as if those in the media, the cabal, almost as if those on the left are cheering this. As if, oh, it's a sign we should never have done this. I think that's insanity. Utter insanity. What we ought to be doing on an Easter weekend, we ought to be doing on any weekend, is praying that that weapons officer makes it out alive. That we hope that those who are attempting to rescue that weapons officer are successful, and that they themselves don't end up being a tragedy or a statistic, or another plane or helicopter shot down as they try to rescue one of their own. So I think a little perspective, as usual, is always in order. But let's do the timeline, because I think that context is everything. On February 28th, at about 7 o'clock Mountain Time, the United States and Israel launched a coordinated extensive strike across the entire country, across Iran. What the Pentagon dubbed and we still call Operation Epic Fury, what the Israelis called Operation Roaring Lion. The whole thing was announced not in an Oval Office address, not in a briefing to Congress, although some were informed, but in a Truth Social post at 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, 8 minutes long, ending with Trump speaking directly to the Iranian people. The hour of your freedom is at hand. The stated military objective? Fourfold. Prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Destroy its missile arsenal, the production sites, degrade its proxy networks, and annihilate its navy, along with a stated political goal of regime change from within. Now, before we get into what's happening right now, I want to make sure you understand how we got to February 28, because that did not happen in a vacuum. In mid-February, the United States and Iran had actually begun negotiations. Just before the strikes began on February 27, Omani Foreign Minister Badr al-Basodi said that a breakthrough had been reached, that Iran had agreed never to stockpile enriched uranium and accepted the full IAEA verification and had ostensibly agreed to irreversibly downgrade its current enriched uranium to the lowest level possible. And he claimed that peace was within reach, and talks were expected to resume on March 2nd. That never happened. Our Middle Eastern envoy, Steve Witkoff, offered a counter-narrative. Because everything that I just told you, if you believe that, you're actually believing the Iranians who for 47 years have been shouting death to America? Death basically to everybody. Trying to establish their coming of the whatever it is, Iman, the caliphate that brings on that unknown Iman. Witkoff stepped in and gave some perspective, saying that Iran had begun nuclear talks by insisting on its inalienable right, sound familiar, to enrich uranium, rejecting zero enrichment and boasting that its 460 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium could produce 11 nuclear bombs. So which is it? Was it peace within reach, or was Iran stalling? Well, that question might master a great deal as we talk about where this ends, so hold that thought. According to the Washington Post, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia had multiple phone calls with Trump, urging him to attack Iran. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Senator Lindsey Graham made the most compelling case to Trump for an assault. In other words, Trump had two very loud voices in his ear, MBS in Saudi Arabia and Lindsey Graham, which, if you think about it, one of the more combustible combinations of modern geopolitics. But we ought to give credit where credit's due. The opening phase of this operation was genuinely stunning in its scope and, a word the left will never use, in American audacity. This is the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
Took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Happy Easter, everyone. We're talking about the Operation Epic Fury. And, you know, I think we need to keep in our prayers the weapons officer who is, I'm assuming, still alive. And I assume still alive for a couple of reasons. He could be dead from injuries. But if he's been killed, they'd be, you know, as these heathens do, as these animals do, we would be seeing a body being dragged through the streets of Tehran or somewhere. So I think he's probably in hiding, still evading capture, still alive, and they're still continuing rescue operations. Now, they're incredibly trained for this. And, you know, the number one rule is don't trust anybody, even though they are in. If you had to go down almost anywhere in Iran, this might be the place to go down, because they're less tied to the IRGC and they're less tied to the mullahs and the ayatollah than they are in other parts of the country. But nonetheless, that means that in comparison, I would compare it to the region in China where the Uyghurs live, the Chinese Muslims, because the Chinese Communist Party has more of a stranglehold on that region of the country than do other places, because they know that they're opposed, that the Uyghurs are opposed to the regime. So it's a half this and half that kind of situation. But back to kind of where we are. The initial goal, regime change in Tehran, which I do believe has been, I think the initial goal was really, let's eliminate all their nuclear capacity. And I'm all for that. For 47 years, every single president since Jimmy Carter has kicked this can down the road. And there was going to be at some point, a point of no return, a tipping point. And I think Trump was the right person at the right time, you know, regardless of what you think about Trump. And I just can't believe that Democrats in the House and the Senate, you know, at least Mitch McConnell yesterday came out and said that he supports what the president's doing. But those who are genuinely cheering for the enemy, you have a complete naive misunderstanding of international geopolitical reality in the world in 2026. So the initial goal of taking out their nuclear capability, I think, is in progress. Regime change is in progress. And it may be unattainable. It may be. I want to emphasize may be unattainable without some sort of ground-scale operation. Now, the blitzkrieg didn't happen. And instead of an internal collapse, they've demonstrated, the Iranians have, a consolidation and an ability to respond. And respond it has. They initiated large-scale retaliation. They expanded the conflict beyond Iranian territory into a region-wide exchange that touched multiple Gulf states and allied military assets. We've had strikes in UAE, Bahrain, Qatar, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, everywhere. And that has consolidated support of both the United States and Israel. Now, I haven't mentioned the stupid Europeans yet. But when you think about what the Iranians have done, they brought the Middle East together. Kuwait was particularly hard hit. Iranian strikes were just the past 24 hours, targeting power and water desalination facilities. 90%, I think, some estimates, of Kuwait's drinking water comes from desalination. So let me say it again. Iran is targeting the drinking water of our Gulf allies. That's not necessarily the behavior of a regime on its knees. It may, however, be the behavior of a regime that is cornered. And so now, like a wild animal, like a rabid dog, they're striking. And then there's the Strait of Hormuz, the jugular vein of global energy, which Iran closed on day one, is kept closed. Shipping through the strait slowed to a standstill, with 150 freight ships, including a lot of oil tankers, stalled. Now, the war's economic impact has been described in some corners as the world's largest supply disruption since the 1970s energy crisis, including surges in oil and gas prices, wide disruptions in aviation and tourism, volatility in the financial markets, and the cost of the U.S. military, about $18 billion as of end of March, and the Pentagon's requested an additional $200 billion. And then a new wrinkle, as of this week, the Houthis in Yemen, they entered the conflict on Iran's side on March 28th, and they've now launched four rounds of ballistic missiles at southern Israel. So the war is spreading, and I don't think that should surprise anyone. And then Thursday night into Friday morning, because that's the story dominating the news. The F-15E Strike Eagle was taken down overnight on April 3rd. The Iranians posted photos showing the jet's wreckage. And the shootdown marks the first time during this operation that a manned U.S. aircraft has been brought down by enemy fire within Iranian territory. That plane carries two crew members, the pilot and a weapons system officer, and one's been rescued and one is not. The F-15E pilot who was rescued, I just want you to consider this, was rescued by two U.S. military helicopters. The helicopter that picked him up was hit by small arms fire, wounding crew members on board. But the helicopter landed safely. All service members were transported for further medical care. That is amazing. It is amazing that we were able to do that. Now, the Iranians also struck a Black Hawk that was involved in the search and rescue efforts, though it was able to exit and land safely. Now, as of this morning, you know the Iranians are hunting for the missing crew member, the weapons system officer, in what Reuters, at least this morning, is describing as a race. And, of course, Washington is desperate to extract its own, and the Iranian forces that hunt the pilot, they've got equal zeal because they want the intelligence, they want the propaganda, or worse, they want the body. An anchor on a channel affiliated with Iranian state television urged residents to hand over any enemy pilot to the police, promised a reward, and it's ongoing in this intensely rural and mountainous region that spans over 15,500 square kilometers. Yes, the capture of the pilot would provide the Iranian regime with a powerful bargaining chip and a potent tool for psychological warfare. That's not abstract. Think about what Iran could do with an American weapons officer on Iranian state television. Think about what that does to public opinion here at home. Think about what it does to Trump's political equation. And it's not just the F-15E. On the same day, April 3rd, a U.S. Air Force A-10 Thunderbolt went down near the Strait of Hormuz. The pilot was reportedly safely rescued. But in the span of a single day, we actually lost two manned aircraft. Now, the administration has a point when it notes that we have conducted over 13,000 combat flights over the course of this conflict. Losing two aircraft in 13,000 sorties is a de minimis rate statistically. But we know statistics don't comfort the family of anyone who is right now, as we are speaking, somewhere in those mountains. And stats don't tell you what Iran plans to do if it captures him. Here's the state of play, though, with regard to the negotiations. We offered a 15-point peace plan. They had a 5-point counteroffer. Their 5-point counteroffer would give them control over the Strait of the Hormuz. Think about that. Give them power and permanent control over the Strait of Hormuz. So their opening negotiating position for ending the war is, we get to keep the chokehold on the world's oil supply. That's not a negotiation. That is a ransom note. And Trump's position, yeah, we'll consider a ceasefire once the strait is open, free, and clear. So, where are we? The foreign minister for the Iranians? At present, there is no negotiation. Yet, somehow, somewhere in the middle of those two irreconcilable positions, talks are actually happening, kind of, through intermediaries, according to at least three officials speaking to Axios. We'll take it at, you know, face value. Our country and the Iranians are discussing a potential deal that would involve a ceasefire in exchange for them opening the Strait of Hormuz. Vice President Vance has told has been reportedly talking to mediators about the possible ceasefire as recently as this past Tuesday. But who are the mediators? Pakistan. And now China's entered the picture. China and Pakistan presented a new initiative for ending the war that includes an immediate ceasefire and the reopening of the strait. China stepped in. Of course they did. Why? Because China is suffering irreparable harm as long as that strait remains closed. Now, April 6th, Monday, is the deadline, 2 days from now. So where are we? Well, neither side is able to quickly achieve a decisive advantage without moving to a new phase in this conflict. For us, the United States, that means choosing between two scenarios, either preparing some sort of ground operation. I'm not going to describe it as large scale or what, I don't know, but some sort of ground operation, or maybe searching for a political way out. And then the hard truth that nobody in the administration wants to say out loud for the Iranians, a cessation of hostilities in the current format looks risky too. Stopping this conflict without guarantees that could lead to the restoration of opponents and the preparation of a new, larger phase of the war, the Iranians know that a ceasefire without ironclad guarantees is just a breather for round two. Now, the strait? What about the strait? Let's turn to that next. I'll be right back.
I didn't switch to Pure Talk just because I wanted to save 50% off the same 5G service I've been paying twice as much for. I switched because I like the idea of being in business with a wireless company that supports our veterans in a meaningful way. Pure Talk also creates American jobs every day by keeping their entire operation in this country. I appreciate that. If you feel the same, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
And after the pilot went down, the IRGC command structure had been degraded. Common A Senior is dead. The Navy is gone. The Air Force is crippled. And then yesterday I read reports that an IRGC command headquarters somewhere buried in Tehran had been utterly destroyed. 50 plus IRGC commanders in that command center. But the problem with that theory is that it has a historical track record that we actually can review. We tried coercive decapitation in 2003. We tried it in Iraq in 2003. We tried it in Libya in 2011. The regime falls, and then what? Now, Trump was briefed by the military on a complex, daring plan to insert ground forces into the country to remove their nuclear material. And we may be moving toward a ground component. And if you think the air campaign has been expensive at $18 billion and counting, wait till you price out a ground war in a country of 90 million people in extremely challenging terrain. So that would be one theory. And the other theory would be an economic warfare theory. Some analysts believe that the real objective wasn't really regime change, it was leverage. Hit Iran hard enough that it has to come to the table, extract some sort of deal on nuclear enrichment that's verifiable and permanent, and declare a victory. The Strait of Hormuz closure is actually a feature, I don't think a bug, of that theory, because it creates enormous pressure on China, Japan, South Korea, and all of Europe, for that matter, to help bring the Iranians to the table. As I said before the break, China's already starting to kind of get involved as a mediator. The problem with the theory is that Iran's counteroffer would give Tehran sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz, which is to say their opening bid for ending the war is to emerge from it with more strategic power than it had going in. That's not a country that feels sufficiently coerced. And I will, in the next hour, just feed a little bit of some ideas into your head about what really may be going on with the Strait. But I want to get to this third theory first, about the oil theories, how I would describe it. Trump himself has reportedly said that he wants now to take the oil. Remember during the Iraq war, those who were opposed to it initially, not those who came around, but those who initially were opposed to it? We're just doing it for the oil. Well, Trump has come out now, based on all the geopolitical considerations going on, and said, he first told the Europeans, you want the oil? Come and take it. And then he kind of revised that a little bit and said, I think we'll just take the oil. So they waived the Jones Act shipping rules for 60 days to try to stabilize the oil markets. Trump said again on the record that he struck Karg Island and, quote, may hit it a few more times just for fun. Boy, he has a way of trolling people. Because Karg Island is Iran's primary oil export terminal. It processes probably 90% of Iranian oil exports. Now, I'm not going to tell you that the United States is going to war over oil. That's too simplistic. But I will tell you that the economic architecture of this conflict, who controls what flows through the Strait of Hormuz, who gets to export Iranian oil, and on what terms, I think that's very much a part of their strategic calculation. Energy is geopolitics. It always has been. We just haven't recognized it because we spent so much time fighting in this country over hydrocarbons. We spent too much time in this country fighting over oil. And by fighting, I don't mean we're at war with each other in a warrior sense, but in a policy sense. Because you and I, we recognize that hydrocarbons are essential to the current economy. I don't rule out that maybe in my lifetime, depending how long I live, or in the next, generation, that whether we get back to nuclear power, or we find something new, who knows what it might be. But you have to have, for a free market and the lifestyle that we have, and to continue to improve on that lifestyle, you have to have a baseline of energy that is reliable and that is always available and that produces enough BTUs per whatever, enough energy per whatever, that we can build and construct and maintain those things, whatever they are, material things, or the things that allow us to do things like travel. We have to have that baseline energy. And then, of course, real quickly, there's the Netanyahu. He needs that. Yeah, well, that may or may not be. I don't really care about that. I care more about the energy theory. So possible outcomes? Before we get to that, let's go directly to the Strait of Hormuz. That'll be next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
Took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Tom Cotton says despite the hardships due to the war with Iran, he believes the conflict must continue.
But in the long run, it is to our great national security advantage that we finally defang and neuter this terrorist revolutionary regime that has been spreading chaos and violence against the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week he mourns for those who've lost their lives in Operation Epic Fury and prays for those who've been injured. Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says the U.S. war against Iran has temporarily disrupted the U.S. and global economies.
Everyone to decide themselves. If you think that the short-term pain is worth the long-term gain, and you know that's for everyone to make their own decision, but I think we're going to see a resumption of the booming Trump economy.
A surprising announcement at the Pentagon this week during an ongoing war. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed the Army's top uniformed officer and two other generals without giving a specific reason for their departures. It was an unusual personnel move during a major combat operation such as the one against Iran. There are now reports that there could be more changes in the Trump administration sometime soon. We get more details on those changes from correspondent Ken Lorman.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
As Ken Lorman reporting, Pam Bondi was removed as Attorney General following criticism of her handling of high-profile cases. More from townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
There's a lot riding on the upcoming midterm elections for Democrats who say they'll go after President Trump if they regain the majority of the House in Virginia. Now they're trying to redraw the state's election maps to give them an edge in the upcoming midterms.
Virginia could be next to redraw its congressional map. There's a redistricting referendum on the ballot April 21st. If voters approve the plan and it survives a court challenge, Virginia Democrats would be in line for more U.S. House seats. Virginia's new map would combine conservative rural areas with liberal suburbs and give Democrats a better shot in more congressional districts. Some voters welcome the chance to push back against President Trump and Republicans in Washington. Others worried about being represented by Democrats unfamiliar with the needs of their communities. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Hiya Panjami reports on a Michigan Easter tradition.
The annual marshmallow drop is hosted by Wayne County Parks. This year's event took place 2 hours apart in Trenton and Westland, Michigan. Hundreds of people cheered as the helicopter passed by on its way to the drop zone. Once there, a passenger unloaded the treats out of a sack and onto the grass below. David Alexander was in Westland with his two kids, 7 and 10 years old.
It was cool. It was a little wild. It was cool, though. It was fun, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the helicopter drop the do that, you know, thingy-thingy. It was cool.
At each location, the helicopter made 3 passes, dropping marshmallows for kids in different age categories. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The White House is touting the March jobs report that showed the economy added 178,000 new jobs in March. That was nearly triple the number that economists had been predicting. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
Aaron, that we have been chasing, that we can somehow eliminate hydrocarbons, and that we can somehow go to wind and solar, we can go to, and I've always been puzzled by this, that we can somehow go to all electric. I remember growing up as a child that Ready Kilowatt was the marketing strategy of every private and investor-owned utility in the entire country. All, you know, hey, build a new home. Make it all electric. Be modern, all electric. Well, that was great when we were pumping oil like crazy out of the ground, and we had all of the energy we could possibly use. And then all of a sudden, it became overboding to oil and gas, that's evil, that's awful. Where the hell do people think that we get electricity? We get it from oil and gas, hydrocarbons, from coal. Yes, we get some from wind and solar. Yes, we get some from nuclear. But you know, after, what was the woman's name that got killed? She was driving in near Oklahoma City, Karen somebody, and she gets killed. And all of a sudden, everything's anti-nuke. And, of course, we had Three Mile Island, which turned out to not be the disaster that everybody believes that it is. And, of course, we have Chernobyl. But even Chernobyl, you look at Chernobyl today, yes, there's a kill zone there, but it didn't end the world. It didn't end civilization. Anytime man is involved in anything, there are going to be accidents. There are going to be problems. We went through this period of just vilifying hydrocarbons. And I think realizing that would not allow us to sustain our way of living. Look, even the dumbass, stupid Marxist socialist communists, those people that are at the head of that pyramid, because it is a pyramid scheme, they want to live really comfortable lives. Well, in order to do so, they need electricity. They need power. They need sustainable power. They need it all the time because they want to eat well. They need a supply chain. They need logistics. They need all of that. They'll never admit that, but they know they need it. So as we went through COVID and we recognized that, our supply chains are incredibly fragile. As we went through COVID and realized, the government really can, convince through some sort of mass psychosis that, we can really control the population. As we go through all of those things, suddenly the emergence of hydrocarbons and cheap, reliable baseline energy came to the forefront. And then all the AI data centers and all the power they're going to consume, those come to the forefront. And we suddenly realize we need cheap, reliable energy in order to sustain and maintain the standard of living that we currently have. Trump comes along. And Trump's on a mission. And I really don't care what you think about Trump. As I've told my local audience, there are plenty of things on a personal level to not like about Donald Trump. Maybe the way he speaks. Maybe the way he acts. Some of the stupid things he says. The way he trolls people. You know, if you sometimes don't get the satire, the sarcasm, or the trolling, you're not really paying attention. That's what he's doing about 50% of the time, I think, is just trolling the other side. Just saying things to cause them to blow up, and then he's laughing about it because, of course they blew up about it. Because, well, I said, I'm never going to do that. But, of course, they believe everything. That gets us to where we are today with this conflict in Iran. If you have cold feet about what's going on, I can understand that. But I don't want you to lose the larger, the international, the geopolitical forces that are being reshaped at this very moment. As I wrote on X yesterday, I wrote, for the long-term health of this republic, this is finally appearing to be the right thing to do for Western civilization, not just for the United States or our, air quote here, so-called allies, our putative allies in Western Europe. As I said in the last hour, I pray that we find the pilot, the weapons officer, that we return that weapons officer. But that is the cost of freedom. It is just the cost of freedom. So we can either choose to seize this moment we are in, or we can retreat and ultimately be defeated again. Internally, we face a similar choice. Allow our enemies, both domestic and foreign, to destroy us, or we can take on this battle, and we can secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and for our posterity. And that gets me to the Strait of Hormuz. I can't take credit for this. A marketing strategist with Wellington Altus, who has a PhD in economics, by the name of Jim Thorne, wrote this. And I just want to share it with you because it really is an incredible different perspective about the way to think about the geopolitical implications of the Strait of Hormuz. And I think it's what it's all about. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword MicroMichael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say Micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. PureTalk.
Welcome back to the Legion with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Do me a favor. On your podcast app, search for a podcast titled The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review and a comment or two because that helps us with the algorithm of all these podcast apps. And then that will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program, including this weekend, the Saturday program that I do. So you'll get all 6 days of my live radio programs in podcast form. So I really would appreciate subscribing to the podcast. Straight Arm Moves. I bet if we took a poll of how often you had thought about the Strait of Hormuz over the past 47 years, probably very little. Maybe if you lived through the 1970s oil crisis and you realized what Saudi Arabia and some of the Arab states were doing to us, you thought about it then. Or if you remember the taking of the hostages in 1979, you probably remember that. But beyond that, the Strait of Hormuz is, I don't know, I saw the most hilarious, you know, the man on the street interviews. I don't know who did it. I don't care who did it, but it was hilarious. They were interviewing and they walked up to people in the street and said something to the effect, "Don't you think it's wrong that we're so concerned about the Straits of Hormuz? What about the gays of Hormuz?" And this brain dead, liberal idiot said, "Yes, it's totally unfair. I cannot believe that all they care about are the Straits of Hormuz." I laughed, and then I thought, oh my God, that woman could grow up to be a United States congressman, a senator, maybe president of the United States. The Straits of Hormuz. Well, I'm talking about a geographic feature. Go look at it on the map. Do you know where it is? Go look at it. How many of you even know where it is on the map? Do you have a globe? Do you have a map? Go look it up. See where it is. Do you even know how it flows through there? Go look at that too. So here's what Mr. Thorne wrote. And I think it's worth listening. So I'm just going to, I'm not going to plagiarize it. I'm going to read it verbatim. I think it's that important. For half a century, he writes, Western strategists have known that the Strait of Hormuz is the acute point where energy, sea power, and political will intersect. That knowledge is not in dispute. What is new in this war with Iran is that the United States, under Donald Trump, has chosen not to rush to solve the problem. In Hegelian terms, he is refusing an easy synthesis in order to force the underlying contradiction to the surface. Trump, this is me speaking now. What he's saying is, Trump is reordering the geopolitical international structure of the entire world through this one little part of the world. Thorne goes on to write, the old thesis was simple. The U.S. guarantees open sea lanes in the Gulf of Arabia, and everyone else structures their economies and politics around that free insurance. Europe and the United Kingdom embraced ambitious green policies. They ran down hard power capabilities and then lectured Washington on multilateral virtue, secure in their assumption that American carriers would always appear off Hormuz. The political class, he says, behaved as if the American security guarantee were a law of nature, not a contingent choice. Their conduct, the European conduct, today is closer to Chamberlain than Churchill. Temporizing, issuing statements, hoping the storm will pass without a fundamental reordering of their responsibilities. What's he saying? Let me just step aside for a moment. What's he saying right there? Europe, and for that matter, I think China, and most of the world, has looked at the Strait of Hormuz and said, oh, the United States always has carriers in the Middle East. We always have people there. We're always going to keep it open. We're not going to take on the Iranians. The Iranians can and have at any time. We know through history, shut it down. And when they shut it down, everyone else expects America to step up and open it again. And another subtle point that you need to understand is part of the reason that it remained open was because Lloyd's of London and all these big insurance underwriters would underwrite the risk insurance for all of these tankers, regardless of what they were carrying. iPhones, computers, clothing, whatever. Oil, yes, of course. Liquid natural gas, LNG, whatever. It's every commodity, every product you can possibly think of goes through there. And so Lloyd's of London and all the others, the reinsurers of last resort, would insure those tanker ships going through the Strait of Hormuz because they knew that we were there to protect those ships and we were keeping the Iranians at bay. So everybody relied on us. Everybody was relying on us. So that's what he means when he says the political class, particularly the Europeans, behaved as if the American security guarantee was a law of nature, not a contingent choice. There, the Europeans' conduct today is closer to Chamberlain, who of course was trying to appease Hitler, than Churchill. Somebody pointed out on the text line that, yes, Gubernator number 7592 wrote, Iran's leadership is pretty much today's equivalent of the Nazi regime, and must be treated accordingly. I think Steve's exactly right. And that's why I think this analogy to closer to Chamberlain than Churchill is so spot on. But then Thorne continues, and he says this. Trump's antithesis is to withhold the automatic guarantee at the moment of maximum stress. Militarily, the United States can break Iran's residual ability to contest the strait. That is not the binding constraint. The point, he writes, is to delay that act. By allowing a closure or a semi-closure to bite, Trump ensures that the immediate pain is concentrated in exactly the jurisdictions that have the most conspicuously free-ridden on our U.S. power. That would be the entire European Union and the United Kingdom. And Thorne says their industries, their consumers, and their energy transition assumptions are now exposed. I think Thorne is spot on here. And then he writes, in that context, Trump's reported blunt message to Europe and British leaders, you need the oil out of the strait more than we do? Why don't you go and take it? He says that is not a throwaway line. It is the verbalization of the antithesis. It openly reverses the traditional presumption that America will carry the burden while our allies emote from the sidelines. And what does that mean for the geopolitical order? He explains that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open, 33103, keyword Michael. What's the prize of reopening that choke point? Think about that coming up next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
When people turn to telehealth for weight loss, they're looking for real support. That's why more people are choosing Orderly Meds. Orderly Meds connects you with real doctors and access to proven GLP-1 medications like semaglutide and tirzepatide. No guessing, just a more supportive experience. And all shipped directly to your door in discreet packaging. Do your research, ask questions, then visit orderlymeds.com/radio for an exclusive offer. That's orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary, not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work. And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palace Eagle location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Button. And then Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Mountain Time, 9 to noon Mountain, you can listen to The Situation with Michael Brown. And I think you would enjoy it. So you can stream us live 9 to noon Mountain Time, 850 KOA, 94.1 KOA FM. Back to Mr. Thorne's thesis about the Strait of Hormuz. The Straits of Hormuz. But I want to be fair, so the Straits and the Gaza were moves. How about that? His point is that Trump's antithesis is to withhold the automatic guarantee that we're always going to be there. And so Europe, because we're always going to be there, you can go out and you can try all of these stupid ideas, these stupid leftist Marxist ideas that you're experimenting with, that is destroying your civilizations, destroying your nations, destroying the entire continent. Multiculturalism, mass migration, green energy, all the environmental wackadoodle stuff, and appeasement of China and Russia. You can do all of that, and we're not going to be there to protect you. Because in order for you to do all of that, you still need the hydrocarbons, and you still need all the other products that travel through the Strait of Hormuz. So, since you wouldn't need, even in Trump's first term, I had to threaten to withdraw from NATO to get you to bump up your contribution. If you ever looked at a pie chart of the monetary and other contributions to NATO, that pie chart is more than half the United States. And the remaining half is divided up among all of the individual NATO countries in Eastern and Western Europe. All of them together. So for everybody who's always been bitching and moaning about how much we spend to defend Europe, now, I think we should help defend Europe. I want us to keep our bases in Europe, just like I want to keep our bases in Japan and South Korea. I want to keep our bases all over the world because we need that forward operating ability so that we can protect ourselves and continue to keep any wars off our shore. Or maybe to be more precise, to keep any conventional warfare off our shores. I'm not sure about asymmetrical or unorthodox warfare. So Thorne says that Trump's antithesis is to withhold the guarantee at the moment of maximum stress, which is right now. He then writes, in that context, Trump's reported blunt message to Europe and British leaders, you need the oil out of the Strait more than we do, so why don't you go and take it, is not a throwaway line. He writes, it is the verbalization of the antithesis. It openly reverses the traditional presumption that America will carry the burden while our allies just emote from the sidelines. While you experiment with all of the bullcrap that is the Marxist agenda spreading out throughout the world. He then says, in this dialect, the dialectic, the prize is not simply the reopening of a choke point. The prize, listen closely to this, I think this is so spot on. The prize is a reordered system in which the United States effectively arbitrages and controls the global flow of oil. A world in which U.S.-aligned production in the Americas, the Western Hemisphere, plus a discretionary capability to secure or not secure Hormuz, places Washington, the United States, at the center of the hydrocarbon chessboard. For that strategic end, a rapid restoration of the old status quo would be counterproductive. What does he mean? Oh, if we went in right now and we just obliterated everything and we put boots on the ground, we took over the Karg Island, we took over all those other small islands that are just south of Karg Island. If we took over all of that and reopened it up, what have we done? We have done exactly the same thing that the mother in the grocery store, whose child is screaming and hollering and meh, 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 I want a piece of candy. And what does mom say? Mom says, okay, well, if you'll just shut up, I'll give you a piece of candy now. And if you'll stay quiet until I get checked out, then I'll take you to get some ice cream. That's what we would be doing to the Europeans, as opposed to telling them, you're not going to get anything. If you want the candy, you go work for it, you pay for it, and you know what? You can drive yourself home too. I just think this is brilliant. I think it's utterly brilliant. Then he says, Thorne does. And by the way, if you were following me on X at Michael D. Brown, you would have already read this. So go follow me on X at Michael D. Brown. Thorne writes, a quick surgical fix of Hormuz would short-circuit the dialectic. If Trump rapidly crushed Iran's remaining coastal capabilities, swept the mines and escorted tankers back through the strait, Europe and the United Kingdom would heave a sigh of relief and return to business as usual. What's business as usual for the Europeans? Underfunded militaries, maximalist green posturing, and a performative disdain for U.S. power, all underwritten by that same power. We are the ones underwriting their ability to express their disdain for our power. He says the contradiction between their dependence and their posture would remain latent. This is a brilliant argument in my mind. He then closes out by saying, by declining to supply the synthesis on demand, and by explicitly telling London and Brussels to go and take it themselves, Trump forces a reckoning. Europe and British leaders must confront the fact that their energy systems, their industrial bases, and their geopolitical sermons all rest on an American hard power foundation that they neither finance nor politically respect. The longer that contradiction is allowed to unfold, the stronger the eventual synthesis can be. And what is that? A new order in which access to secure flows, Hormuz, Venezuela, and beyond, is explicitly conditional on real contributions, not assumed as a right. He says, in that sense, the delay in taking the strait and the challenge issued to the U.S. allies to do it themselves is not indecision. It is the negative moment Hegel insisted was necessary for history to move. I would add, in probably more modern vernacular that people might understand, it shifts the Overton window. Only by withholding the old guarantee, and by saying so out loud to those who depended on that old guarantee, can Trump hope to end the free ride. The post-war world order is dead and gone. It's just that the post-war world establishment doesn't know it yet. And I'm afraid, I'm concerned, not afraid, I'm concerned, that people in this country will see a downed pilot and not understand the long game, the strategic chess that is being played here. It is putting America first. It is putting the United States at the tip of the spear of the global world order. It is putting China, which is a true competitor to us, in its place. It is putting Russia, only because of their nuclear weapons, their gross domestic product, their economy, is nothing compared to ours. It's their nuclear arsenal that we worry about. It puts Russia on their heels, too. And it puts the entire Western Hemisphere back in the focus as the global world order. The European Union, all of those countries, the United Kingdom, we're tired. Just as we're tired of, when you think about all the fraud going on that's being exposed around the world, and it's coming up tax time, and you think, oh, I'm going to pay a bazillion dollars in taxes, but half of it's going to go to fraud, you're fed up. And when you think about what we spend to keep the global world order stabilized, and they're not doing anything except grifting off us, you're furious with that too. Trump's realigning all of that. That is just, I think, the singular reason that the Marxists, the so-called Democrats in this country, oppose him with every fiber of their being. Because they want to remember what they want to do. If you've forgotten this, you're not paying attention. Those people want to fundamentally transform this country. And Trump is the Jersey barrier stopping them. I'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. 8320, paid for by Power Sales University.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you along for the ride. I want to go to a text message that came in. And this is a friend of mine, somebody that I know, but no names. But he is a military officer. And he writes this. Because we were talking about, at the very beginning of the program, the fact that we had a pilot and a weapons officer go down. And we had one of the warthogs go down too, but they're all safe. We're still looking for the weapons officer. And I pointed out that we have, you know, we're 36 days or whatever it is into this conflict. And in the first Gulf War, in the first 45 days, we averaged about one plane down a day. 44, 45 planes in 44, 45 days. Here we go in 36 days. We've flown over 13,000 sorties. I think that's just counting us. That's not counting the Israelis. And we've had two planes, and we've lost one officer, one pilot, a weapons officer. And I said, in the grand scheme of things, while we all pray for that officer and we want them back, I don't want that to be a moment where suddenly people are like, because again, it goes back to my point that I think too many Americans are risk averse. Hell's bells. I'm taking a risk. When I leave this studio and I get in my car and I get on the interstate to go back home, there's enough dumbass crazy people out there driving that I'm taking a risk. Hit and runs in this state, reckless drivers, road rage is completely out of control. And I'm not even talking about California or Florida or New York or Chicago. I'm talking about stupid Denver, Colorado. Anyway, he writes. Oh, I've got too many in. Got to scroll down and find it again. He writes. Acknowledge the tragedy, but it blows my mind that nationally we are talking tactically about one person and one plane and one mission. This is a JonBenet Ramsey of epic fury. That, you see, I can't say that, although I just did, but that's exactly what I was thinking. That's the perspective that we need. I think I can add this safely, particularly since I know who this is and his position and his love for the military. They know that's what they sign up for. They know the danger. I don't want to say they live for it, but they are top guns. They are hot dogs. They want that. They're like a firefighter. They get that rush. They live to fight for that freedom. They live to rescue those people. They live to ensure and preserve the freedom of this country. And they know the risk. Why do you think they train as well and as much as they do and as hard as they do? So if they're going to do that, then the least that we can do is recognize that, yes, we pray for that soldier, that pilot, that weapons officer. We pray for their family. We ask God to give them comfort. We do all of those things. And simultaneously, we all also recognize that, oh my gosh, in the grand scheme of things, one, we're missing one. I think that allows me to safely say that when all this began, I really did worry about the Iranians being able to shoot down. I knew it was going to be a surprise. I mean, I didn't know. But you knew that at some point, if we ever did this, that it would be a surprise attack. And indeed it was. But even with a surprise attack, they're going to fire back. The enemy always gets the vote. I keep hearing everybody on the television, always somebody, the enemy gets the vote. We've always known that. But Americans have become so divorced from reality and so separated from the military that, oh my gosh, one plane goes down and everybody's ready to give up. Do you live your life that way? Just in every day? I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care if you're retired. Do you live your life every day that one thing bad happens and you give up? Where's the resilience in this country? Where's the willingness to see the larger picture? Where's the willingness to fight for those principles upon which this country was founded? And where's the idea, where's the willingness to say that in terms of this country being a beacon for the rest of the world to show you that self-governance can survive? I know we're hanging on by a thread in many ways, but we are still surviving at this point. Don't you want to continue to survive? Then think about everything that I said in the last 3 seconds. I would encourage you that, and again, I'm not just trolling for followers here, but if you haven't read what I was just telling you that Mr. Thorne wrote, then you need to get over on my X account, at Michael D. Brown, and read it for yourself. Read it alone. Turn the TV off. Don't listen to the talking heads on television. Separate from everything else and just think about it. And then think about what's going on in the Indo-Pacific. Think about what the Europeans are doing. Think about, and I'm going to talk about this in the next hour. Think about what the New York Times wrote this week in a headline about NATO. NATO? Do you know what NATO stands for? Do you? Because the New York Times apparently does not. We've reached a point, quote, European and British leaders must confront the fact that their energy systems, their industrial bases, and their geopolitical sermons all rest on an American hard power foundation that they neither finance nor politically respect. That's the reality of the world we live in right now. And Trump has just, he's exposed the great odds. He has pulled the curtain back. Now, Europe, what you going to do? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I didn't switch to Pure Talk just because I wanted to save 50% off the same 5G service I'd been paying twice as much for. I switched because I like the idea of being in business with a wireless company that supports our veterans in a meaningful way. Pure Talk also creates American jobs every day by keeping their entire operation in this country. I appreciate that. If you feel the same, dial pound 250. Say micro. and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.